Alaska's senior senator is again in the political spotlight as attention turns to the confirmation hearings, which could take place as early as this fall. Ever since she defied Republican Party politics and cast a no vote on the so-called skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act last year, Murkowski has been seen as a moderate swing vote in a Senate that has grown increasingly polarized along party lines. The Kavanaugh nomination has been characterized by opponents as an attempt by President Trump to stack the court with justices likely to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 ruling which made abortion legal. Murkowski, however, is regarded as a supporter of women's rights. She's also a lawyer, and she's going to personally read some of Kavanaugh's opinions and then meet with the judge in person later this month. Murkowski told the Sitka Chamber that her thoughtful approach has already inflamed people on both sides of the issue.
I have done something that, call it a little bit novel, but I said I actually want to do a little studying about this person before I sit down with him because I want to be able to ask informed questions to him. I want to do my due diligence. Well, I'll tell you, I have gotten heat from both sides on this. Some people are like, you need to say no yesterday. I'm like, well, okay, I appreciate your view, but I'm going to just allow me the time to really dig into this and then to be able to ask questions and to listen to what's going on at the hearing. Others are saying, you need to support Trump's person yesterday. So as they say, you're proverbially damned if you do, damned if you don't, I will be guilty of taking my time to do my homework on this.
The Supreme Court's election process has always been politically volatile. Republicans successfully blocked confirmation hearings on the nomination of Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick in 2016, the final year of his presidency, and Republican Senate President Mitch McConnell in 2017 engineered a change in Senate rules to require only a 51% majority to confirm a justice, which happens to be exactly the current number of Republican seats. And it proved to be a critical maneuver to the successful appointment of President Trump's first nominee, Neil Gorsuch. Murkowski says she doesn't know if her role as a Supreme Court swing vote has had any specific bearing on her personal legislative agenda. In a conversation with Sitka Media following her chamber presentation, she remarked on a stronger sense of collaboration among her Republican Senate colleagues, and that is working for her.
When you have a one-vote margin, It almost by definition requires you to figure it out together, because otherwise one person going south can make all that difference. And so it has been a, some would say that a very narrow margin is an awful thing legislatively. I think it actually forces a level of cooperation between the two parties, and that can be useful. And because I am one who is known to work across the aisle on many, many issues, I think I have colleagues that come to me and say, okay, is there something that we, can we build something here instead of blowing things up all the time? And I think that that puts me in a position of being able to help advance some things that are good priorities.
With the Senate returning to work early this August, Murkowski will only visit Southeast on this trip. She's unhappy about the shorter than usual Senate recess since it doesn't allow her time to travel the state. As a result, she quipped to the Sitka Chamber, "I'm known as the chair of the cranky caucus." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.